Wheat in South Dakota, which is nearing the harvest stage, is not immune from insect damage. True armyworm caterpillars have been detected in some South Dakota wheat fields, and they're eating their way up the plants. State Extension field crop entomologist Adam Verenhorst explains.
As they're feeding, they'll first feed on the leaves, but throughout a lot of the state, our leaves are starting to dry down a little bit. And so what they start looking for then is nutrients, and a lot of times they'll go up, they'll feed on the beards a little bit on the wheat head, and then eventually, once those are gone, they'll clip the head off, and then they'll move on to the next plant.
The adult armyworm is a moth which flies up from southern regions. Eggs are laid after migration, and larvae begin feeding. True armyworm caterpillars can vary in color from tan to dark green or nearly black, but they all have an orange stripe running down each side of their body. They can get to an inch or more in length. Verenhorst states armyworm feeding can reduce yields of wheat, especially if the flag leaf is removed prior to the soft dough stage.
They get their names because they show up in large populations, and when they move through the field, they look like a little army that's marching. So they'll hit large patches within a field, and if it's not caught early, they can cause a lot of issues, especially when they start doing that head clipping behavior.
Growers should scout their wheat fields for true armyworm feeding. Threshold levels are 3 to 4 caterpillars per linear foot. If treatment is needed, Verenhorst advises choosing insecticides with the shortest harvest wait period. For greater details, visit the SDSU Extension website and click on the Wheat tab. That's extension.sdstate.edu. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.